Hey, everyone. Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.
Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
Good morning, I'm Jim Irizarry. With Notre Dame's blue gold game less than a week out, head coach Marcus Freeman went offense versus defense for the team's jersey scrimmage this past Saturday afternoon. Scrimmage went on for about 80 plays, with the defense winning the day's battle. The defensive scheme forced quarterbacks Steve Angeli and Kenny Minchie to both throw pick sixes. Here's Coach Freeman on his defense.
It's an NFL pro-style defense. There's a lot of defense. And year one, we couldn't perform at the pace, at the level that he wanted, right? And that's always the challenge. How do you get these athletes to play fastest? Like, that's the challenge of a coach. It's not to be so complicated that you're trying to confuse the opponents. Like, okay, how can I get these people to understand what I want and play fastest? Well, it's year three of the pretty much, now we have enhances, but pretty much of the same scheme with a lot of the veterans coming back. Whereas offense, it's practice 11 of a new scheme.
Quarterback Riley Leonard sat out as he recovers from ankle surgery, but it was freshman C.J. Carr turning heads. Carr shined with two touchdown passes and his ability to move around the field. The Blue Gold game is this Saturday at Notre Dame Stadium with kickoff set for 1 o'clock. You can hear it starting at 12:30 here on Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
Bush drives one in the air, deep right center. Back goes Haniger. It's got a chance! Gone! Long gone. In fact, you can get out the tape measure from Michael Bush.
Audio from Marquee Sports Network. Rookie Michael Bush homered for the fourth straight game as the Chicago Cubs beat the Seattle Mariners 3-2.
To third base and through again. The infield is a sieve. One run is in. Here comes number two. We are tied and the lead runs at third. Another in-between hop, and this time, Farmer.
Audio from Bally Sports Detroit. Mark Canna's two-run double highlighted a four-run eighth inning for the Detroit Tigers as they rallied to beat the Twins 4-3. It was also win number 800 for Tigers manager A.J. Hinch. Christian Encarnacion Strand tied a career high with four RBIs, and the Cincinnati Reds routed the Chicago White Sox 11-4 for a three-game sweep. Chicago dropped to 2-13, the worst 15-game start in the franchise's 124-year history. Veteran left fielder Tommy Pham is closing in on a minor league deal with the Sox. The South Bend Cubs' rough start to the season continued, with the Cubs falling to Wisconsin yesterday 9-6. The Timber Rattlers took 4-6 from South Bend last week. Next up, the Cubs will head to Beloit to take on the Skycarp starting tomorrow.
Bounces now to Turner. He's going to work. Turner missed it.
Oh! Siakam came to get it!
Audio from Bally Sports Indiana. Miles Turner had 31 points and 12 rebounds as the Indiana Pacers beat the Atlanta Hawks 157-115 on Sunday and avoided falling into the play-in tournament. Indiana, in the playoffs for the first time since 2020, secured the number 6 seed in the Eastern Conference and faces third-seeded Milwaukee in a best-of-7 first-round series. The Bulls dropped their regular season finale to the New York Knicks 120-119. DeMar DeRozan scored 30 for the Bulls, but one of the NBA's best clutch finishers missed a short jumper with 2.8 seconds remaining in overtime. Chicago finishes 9th in the East at 39-43 and will host number 10 Atlanta on Wednesday. If they win that game, the Bulls will have to beat the winner of the 7-8 game on the road on Friday to earn the number 8 seed in the playoffs. The Detroit Pistons finished out their disappointing season with a 123-95 loss to the San Antonio Spurs. Blake Wesley had 17 for the Spurs, while Jaden Ivey finished with 13 for Detroit, whose 14-68 record is the worst record in franchise history. During yesterday's final round of the Masters, there was a brief moment where the contest was in question, and Ludvig Åberg was in position to pull the upset. Then, what seemed inevitable finally happened. Scottie Scheffler put it all together for a final score of 11 under, four strokes ahead of Åberg to earn himself his second green jacket. Both of Scheffler's major tournament victories have come at Augusta. After the death of O.J. Simpson last week, there have been some that have been wondering what will happen to his brain. After a post-NFL career that saw the Juice commit crimes and exhibit erratic behavior, there was concern by some over what effects of CTE he might have been suffering from. Malcolm Laverne, Simpson's lawyer and executor, says there will be no donating of Simpson's brain post-mortem and no research will be done. Laverne says he'll consult with the children on it, but as of now, Simpson's wishes of being cremated and leaving the rest up to his kids will be honored. The Carolina Hurricanes won their fifth straight, beating the Chicago Blackhawks 4-2. Frank Nazar scored in his NHL debut for Chicago, which dropped its fourth straight.
Mostly sunny skies today. Really pleasant temperatures up into the low to middle 70s, and winds will stay light. I'm meteorologist Carrie Pujol.
Hey everyone, Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.